This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In this month's news, we bring you updates from two planets at opposite ends of the solar system, Mercury and the dwarf planet Ceres. NASA's Messenger probe, launched in 2004, is fast approaching the end of its almost 11 years in the solar system. The spacecraft's mission was to provide the first orbital study of Mercury, and it has fulfilled its goals with great success. On its way to Mercury, it flew by Venus twice, in 2006 and 2007, and then performed three Mercury flybys in 2008 before being inserted into orbit around the planet in 2011. Messenger has sent back hundreds of thousands of pictures of the surface of Mercury, and over 10 terabytes of data from its seven instruments, including a gamma-ray and neutron spectrometer, an X-ray spectrometer, a magnetometer, and a laser altimeter. Among the important scientific results derived from 4,000 orbits worth of data, scientists have found that Mercury's magnetic field lines converge differently at the north and south poles, that its atmospheric composition depends on its distance from the Sun, and they also managed to confirm the presence of up to 1 trillion tons of water ice on Mercury. Within the next 30 days, however, Messenger will end its mission and crash into the surface of the planet on the 30th of April. Messenger is currently at an altitude of about 15 kilometers, the closest it's ever been to the surface of Mercury, and has been sending back the best pictures yet of the surface. Scientists have been able to make out the presence of permanently frozen water at the bottom of the craters. This seems incredible, so close to the Sun, but the ice down there never gets exposed to direct sunlight. Some photographs suggest that the ice is overlaid with a dark, carbon-rich material. One hypothesis is that the impact of a comet or asteroid could have deposited the water and the overlaid material. The new pictures also reveal small versions of Mercury's famous scarps, ridges up to hundreds of kilometers long that run across the surface of the planet. Messenger has now photographed more than 99.9% of the surface of Mercury, and scientists will doubtless be analyzing the data it sent back for a few years to come. At the moment, it has enough fuel for five remaining burns to give it a little more altitude before it finally crashes into the planet it has told us so much about. Its task will be taken up by the next probe to get to Mercury, which is ESA's BepiColombo, and it's planned to get there in 2024. Moving on to the other side of the solar system, the dwarf planet Ceres is slowly revealing its secrets to NASA's Dawn spacecraft. We mentioned in the March news that Dawn had managed to resolve a bright spot on Ceres, previously spotted by astronomers at the bottom of a crater, into two separate bright spots. However, speculation was rife as to what these spots actually were. New images taken by Dawn during the month of March have now narrowed down the possibilities somewhat. The feature, known simply as Feature Number 5 to the scientists, has been photographed at different angles as Ceres rotates, and the resulting images show that the bright features are visible even when the crater is viewed at an extreme angle, almost edge-on. This would suggest that the spots are located quite high above the bottom of the crater, as the sides of the crater would render the bottom invisible at this angle. Furthermore, the brightness of the feature changes with time. It is bright at dawn, but fades towards dusk. Taken with the fact that Ceres is thought to be around 25% ice, scientists believe that a good explanation for the bright spots would be the cryovolcano theory. Ice residing just beneath the thin, dusty surface of the dwarf planet could get blasted into the air due to internal pressure combined with the sun's heat. The plumes of ice thus ejected could theoretically rise quite high above the surface, giving rise to the bright spots that Dawn is now seeing. In any case, the answer may be just around the corner, as Dawn is continuously getting closer to the surface of the planet, looking for regions of activity. The mission operators expect that the best images they will get will show details as small as 30 meters across, which would finally enable scientists to figure out what the source of these bright spots actually is, which will hopefully be the subject of a future Jodcast news segment. And finally, in other news, a new crew of astronauts launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome to commence a one-year stay on the International Space Station. The stay, which is the longest so far on the ISS, will be undertaken by US astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko. The aim of Expedition 43, as it's called, is to study the long-term effects microgravity has on the human body, in view of launching a mission to Mars. Kelly and Kornienko will undergo a variety of tests and studies over the course of their year-long stay. In an interesting twist, Kelly's twin brother Mark, himself a former astronaut, will be staying on the ground and serving as a control of sorts to help gauge the effects of a year in space.